thatching the roof and pitching the hay is not my idea of a perfect day. When you're extraordinary, you gotta do extraordinary things. I'm not the type who loses sleep over the size of the compost heap. When you're extraordinary, you think about extraordinary things. Oh, I once knew a man, he lived each day the same, safe and sane and swell. And when they told me he died, I didn't cry. All I could say was, how could they tell? Oh, looking at life from deep in a rut, they give you a view of the sunshine, but it's unnecessary for someone who is very extraordinary like me. If the floorboards are squeaking and the doorboards are leaking and the chimney's in need of repair, if the garden has brambles and the yard is in shambles, well, I'm terribly sorry, but I don't care. I've got to be someone who lives all of his life in superlatives. I'm extraordinary, I gotta do extraordinary things. The fact that I'm special is easy to see, so why doesn't anybody see it but me? I'm extraordinary, I need to do extraordinary things. Secondary.